This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
So we have a super fun episode tonight. We're going to discuss a newly invented revolutionary concept.
You're excited because this is your thing.
It's a newly invented thing. It's called sleep maxing.
And what is sleep maxing?
Well, sleep maxing is a term that emerged within online communities, particularly those focused on self-improvement and looks maxing. As you guys all know,
times fast.
I'm good at looks maxing. Essentially, it refers to the practice of optimizing one's sleep to maximize its positive effects on health, appearance, and overall well-being. Let's break down sleep maxing a little bit. What parts does it have?
Well, I think the first one is the emphasis on sleep quality. It's not about getting 19 hours of sleep, but about getting 8 to 10 hours of good quality sleep.
I can hear my children's eyes rolling from here, and they haven't even heard the episode yet. It includes factors like sleep consistency, sleep depth, and minimizing disruptions.
Meaning not sleeping with your TV on, because every once in a while you hear a certain sound, it wakes you up from a sleep. Very distracting. Although I slept for years with the TV on, my best sleep has been shutting everything down and going to bed.
And that also includes your blue light exposure. We'll talk more about that. Sleep consistency is talking about your sleep schedule. We'll talk more about that. Can you guys tell this is an exciting new invention? Sleep maxing.
What are the benefits of sleep maxing?
Well, optimized sleep can lead to improved skin quality and appearance, enhanced cognitive function, increased energy level, better hormonal balance, and better overall physical health. It's revolutionary. I can't believe that we waited until 20 whatever to invent this.
2025.
Yeah, we just invented it. It's trending, by the way, on the Tic Tac.
So let's discuss, how do you sleep max?
Well, it often involves establishing a consistent sleep schedule. And that just means try to go to bed about the same time each day.
It does not mean every day all the time. If you are going to bed consistently at a certain time, getting up consistently at a certain time, and you go out on a Friday or Saturday night, you stay up a little late, you're not as well rested, it's not the end. You're young. You should have a little bit of a wonky sleep schedule. It's the practice of trying to do it most of the time.
Enjoy it while you're young, because I can tell you, I'll be the first one to go to bed at a guest house barbecue around 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. It's creating a dark, quiet, and cool sleep environment. What that means is you want to get as much light out. Often I'm referred to or accused of sleeping in a cave. I have room darkening shades. I have room darkening curtains. I make sure all the lights are controlled. I used to work a night shift, so I got very insistent about my own sleep. We might even call it OCD about sleep. A quiet environment You might want to use some white noise. That's a little pro tip there. If you guys don't ask Kathy, she might say don't use a fan, but it works good.
Yeah, if you want to be addicted to a fan for the next 50 years.
You want to optimize your sleep hygiene. What that means is avoid caffeine and alcohol right before bed. Potentially use sleep tracking devices. That's not a must-have.
It's not always accurate. There are days where I know I slept 8 full hours and my Fitbit's like, I slept an hour and 13 minutes.
That's actually exactly what I was just going to say. My Sleepit often breaks my sleep up because when you get older, you wake up for biological functions in the middle of the night. And sometimes my Fitbit says I got up and stayed awake.
Sometimes you need to use supplements. There are plenty of really good supplements out there to help you relax and to go to sleep at night. Magnesium is one of them. Melatonin is one of them. I don't recommend sleeping pills. They can become addictive and they're only supposed to be used for a short time.
Then we're not offering medical advice here. Check with professionals before you take any of those. Definitely look into those more. Original source if you're going to look at any supplements. So in essence, sleep maxing is about treating sleep as a critical tool for self-improvement rather than just a passive necessity. It's taking a very active approach to optimizing your sleep. Truth be told, I do have a pre-sleep ritual that I do pretty much 4 or 5 days a week, and it does help quite a bit. And I actively protect my sleep, and my children and my pretty much anybody that knows me knows that one of my key habits and phrases is 7 to 9 hours of sleep opportunity per day.
So let's recap. If you're trying to optimize your sleep environment, you're going to try and create a room that has minimum light exposure, that's quiet. You can use earplugs if you want or white noise machine. Keep your bedroom a little bit cooler than you're comfortable, like 60 to 68 degrees. I prefer my bedroom to be warm, but when I'm sleeping, it actually is much more comfortable to be breathing in the cool air and be comfortable. Don't sleep on somebody's sofa for 3 months. You're probably not getting your best sleep. Don't get a cheap, junky mattress that's lumpy and uncomfortable. You won't be sleeping. You'll be uncomfortable.
Another tip to add is to reduce your blue light exposure before bed. I know this is a difficult task and it's unpopular with a lot of people because we like doom scrolling on our way to sleep. But the blue light that our electronics gives off tells our circadian rhythm that we should be awake and not asleep. It's actually much healthier to journal or read a physical book in the last half hour before you go to sleep or so.
Establish a consistent sleep schedule. So like I said, try and do it most days. Try and go to bed at the same time. Try and get up at the same time. It really does help your body get used to doing those things. And you'll find if you do it consistently for long enough, you will be tired at that time at night and you will wake up in the morning.
And even on the weekends, if you have nothing going on, don't be ashamed to keep your schedule. Just keep to it. It doesn't have to be exact or as aggressive as you are during the weekdays. You don't want to mess up your rhythm that badly. It takes a day or two to adjust back. You want to practice good hygiene, good sleep hygiene. We've talked about this already. It's a pre-bed routine. And that is a relaxing bedtime routine, such as reading, taking a warm bath, or meditating. Another pro tip, I use a guided meditation that's right in my Fitbit, and it's available to anybody that has it. The Fitbit app has several of them. And I often fall asleep right in the 5-minute meditation.
Avoid stimulants like caffeine, nicotine, especially in the evenings, especially before you go to bed. It helps some people to not have caffeine after 3 o'clock in the afternoon so that they can go to bed by 9, 10 o'clock at night. So caffeine actually does have a big effect on 90% of the population.
Limit your screen time. We already talked about that, but just try to give yourself an hour or so before bed of not having your eyes on blue light sources.
If you find that you're just so wound up and so wide awake, try getting some exercise in. It does a couple things. It helps you get physically fit. Releases endorphins so you feel good. Just don't do it too close to bed because I used to exercise at night before I went to bed and I would be done exercising and then wide awake.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things and not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Prior to sleep maxing being invented, when we had to rely on plain old sleep optimization, they would call regular exercise a method of building sleep demand.
Because you get tired.
Right. After a hard day's work, you sleep better.
Limit your screen time. We're not saying don't watch a movie and then go to bed, but probably about a good 30 minutes or so before you want to be asleep, try not to look at your screens, your TVs, your phones. It just changes things in your brain and it makes you more awake and you're not as restful.
Avoid eating heavy stuff before bed. Believe it or not, your stomach uses a lot of blood to digest things, and that takes it away from places like your lungs and your brain where it's needed. So it will make it less quality sleep and more prone as you get more adult to get heartburn.
Your diet. So we said avoid heavy foods, meaning you don't want to lay down in bed and your stomach's so full that you're uncomfortable. It prevents you from falling asleep. There are some foods that contain a chemical called tryptophan. It's what's in turkey. So that's why you always feel tired after your Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not saying you should have turkey every night, but there are foods that do contain those things that do make you feel tired.
Some other additional practices you may want to consider in your sleep maxing practice is sleep tracking. Whether you use a monitor or you're just kind of paying attention to it, what gets monitored gets accomplished, so to speak. So by paying attention to it, you're going to draw your attention to it and you're actually going to get a little better at it. And that's part of the activity involved in sleep maxing. It's not just passively laying down. It's thinking about what would make the best sleep and how do you track that sleep so that you know it's getting better.
Practice some stress reduction techniques. You can do deep breathing. You can do meditation. I typically wait for everyone else in the house to go to sleep. And then I just have some quiet me time. I put something on TV. I just unwind for the night so that when I go to bed, a lot of the things that I was thinking about all day have already been thought about. And it's not keeping me up at night.
Getting some early morning sunlight exposure really helps. It fires up your rhythm in the morning and tells your brain to stop creating melatonin. That really helps a lot, and a lot of medical experts talk about that in the old school sleep optimization, as well as in the new invention, sleep maxing.
Avoid over-obsession. So you're thinking this is a great idea, and I really want to get on a schedule, and I really want to go to sleep, and it's the front forerunner in your brain. You're going to go to bed, and you're going to think, I got to go to sleep, I got to go to sleep, I got to go to sleep. The only thing that's going to do is make you not go to sleep. Don't think about it too much. Just relax, go in, lay down, go to sleep. Once you give in and relax, your body will naturally fall off to sleep.
You want to consult professionals. If you're truly having a hard time in this shift, if you're like a lot of normal adults currently and your sleep is all over the place and kind of crappy, it's going to take a week or two to get adjusted to it. So be patient and give it that time. But if you still have persistent problems after that, you're going to want to talk to a sleep doctor about it. And you might want to consider speaking to that doctor. And your regular doctor is a good place to start and get you a sleep study. And also discuss with him some supplements or possibility of medications if they're needed for the immediate shift.
So the sleep maxing trend, at its core, it emphasizes optimization of sleep. It has undeniable benefits for your overall health. It's a thing right now because people are starting to prioritize themselves and self-care, and that's a good thing. Just remember that there are positives and negatives to everything. So let's talk about some positives. Increased awareness of your sleep is important. This sleep maxing trend highlights a critical role of sleep in physical and mental health. It's a positive development and encourages people to prioritize sleep, which is often neglected. That's not one of those things that people think about. It's just like, while you're walking around breathing, you're not thinking about it. You just do it.
Emphasizing healthy sleep habits is a positive aspect of sleep maxing. Many sleep maxing practices align with established sleep hygiene recommendations. The new invention of sleep maxing is actually very well aligned with sleep optimization and the sleep studies, with things such as maintaining a consistent sleep schedule, creating a good sleep environment. You want, again, dark, cool, quiet, and limiting that screen time for that last hour before bed.
Sleep maxing can also help you with health benefits. It can improve your cognitive function, meaning if you're not feeling tired and not groggy during the day, you're going to be a little more alert, a little more aware. It definitely enhances your mood. Nobody feels great when they get 3 hours of sleep. They're tired, they're cranky, and they're crotchety and bad mood, bad sleep.
Apparently my Fitbit's right. I'm crotchety a lot.
It also can improve your physical health and give you a stronger immune system. Your body works better when it is well rested.
Some of the concerns of sleep maxing, and you also have to be careful what you see out there. If you see a trend video or a challenge video on the TikTok or in the Instabook, please do your research and find out. An excessive focus on perfect sleep can actually be bad for you and lead to anxiety. Sleep's not supposed to be hard. If it starts getting hard and you're stressing about it, time to back up and take a look at what routines you've put in place and what you're doing.
Some sleep maxing trends promoted on social media involve unproven or even harmful practices, such as reliance or ineffective supplements. They will promote things that haven't been scientifically proven just because they heard that's what we should be doing. There's also potential risky practices like mouth taping. People do this so that they're not snoring. It's not good for you. And if you are congested or have a cold, you're not breathing through your nose, the last thing you want to do is cut off the air that's coming in through your mouth.
And again, always, if you're having problems with it above just a normal couple days to get adjusted to it, make sure you consult a professional about it. Information overload is also a real potential too. If you start searching sleep maxing, the new trend, you'll find tons and tons of things out there. But be very careful about what you're reading and try to verify it, as with anything else that you find online, because everyone knows I'm a French model. It's on the internet. Must be true. So you want to do your research and make sure that it's actual sound advice and safe for you.
So what are the key takeaways from our episode? Prioritizing sleep is generally beneficial.
Focus on evidence-based sleep hygiene practice is very helpful.
Be cautious of unproven or potentially harmful trends.
And if you have persistent sleep problems, and those are, again, ones that you have after a couple days of trying this, remember that an adjustment is going to take a couple days. If you were used to going to bed at 3 a.m. and suddenly you're going to try to go to bed at 11 p.m., it's going to take probably a full week before you achieve sound sleep doing it. It takes about an hour a day to adjust that rhythm.
Sleep maxing can be good for you when it's grounded in sound sleep principles. However, it's essential to avoid falling into the trap of obsessive perfectionism and to critically evaluate the information you encounter. Do your research. Follow people that you think are honest and giving you smart and competent information, and get some sleep.
And to you TikTokers and other social media influencers out there that invented sleep maxing, I salute you. Thank you for putting a vital, important thing back into the spotlight for people, and especially adults, to learn. Getting a good base in sleep will definitely help you start adjusting more to adulting.
And we are not saying don't go out on a Friday or Saturday night with your friends and stay out late and have a good time. Do that. You're young. You should do that. But just remember, try to maintain some sort of sleep routine.
And while you're out there, make sure you share our information about our podcast. Maybe head over to the website and send us, you could even send pictures to that email of your late night, Friday night debauchery. We won't get it till the next morning, just so you know, because
we'll be sleep maxing.
We're sleep maxing.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.